You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, hello again, hello again. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. This is going to focus on a former K-Stater here, and she is going to be going to Seattle. One of my favorite K-State women's basketball players. Top three, if you want to put it on my list. I've said it on occasion on this podcast, but Peyton Williams in the news once again here in Little Apple. She's going to be making the trip to Seattle, Washington, and she is going. And she got added on yesterday to the Seattle Storm training camp roster here. Oh, how am I? And this and last week we just had the WNBA draft as well. And of course, the Seattle Storm, the defending WNBA champions. And you know, if you've seen them, Seattle, anyways, they have a lot of firepower with that. And Peyton has some firepower as well. And really, for those of you who don't know, Peyton Williams started her pro career overseas not too long ago during the pandemic. Over there in Russia as well. Yesterday, she got the invitation to join training camp at the Seattle Storm as well. Williams, a two-time All-Big 12 first team selection, played her first professional season just last year, like I said, with the Spartak Vidno in Moscow during the regular season in the Russian PBL. Williams averaged just under a shade 10 points a game, shooting over 50%, 52% exactly, with a 72% free throw percentage. She also hauled in almost 5 rebounds a game and just over assist a game as well. And then in 4 EuroLeague games against the top women's teams across Europe, Peyton averaged a team high 19, that's a shade under 20 points a game, 19.5, 69% from the field, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and a steal as well. The Seattle Storm, just to put a cap on them, obviously finished the 2020 season in the WNBA bubble down there in Bradenton, Florida, with an 18-4 regular season record. The Storm completed its run last year with the title with a 3-game sweep against the Las Vegas Aces. Again, the WNBA draft just happened last week as well. And of course, the Storm were led by sideline head coach Danny Hughes. And then these are two names that you guys are not familiar with on the women's side, that you guys been sleeping under a rock. Also, Sue Bird and the MVP, WNBA reigning MVP, Brianna Stewart. So Williams will be playing with familiar faces as well. Actually, she was a silver medalist in the U.S. Pan American Games with Kiana Williams from Stanford, and drafted in the second, who got drafted in the second round in in this year's draft. Kiana Williams just got drafted by Seattle as well, if my notes here are correct. There's just so much talent on this team as well. And then you got to go back to Peyton Williams here in K-State. Got selected as the Big 12 All-Freshman Team back in 17. And so this is so much down here. So many accolades for Peyton. And now she gets the invite. Now that you're going to be playing, you're going to be training with, obviously, awesome athletes. And when you add Sue Bird and Brianna Stewart to the mix, damn, that is some high-class talent there when you're talking about. And obviously, Stewart, who bounced back from a devastating injury year prior to winning the MVP last year down there in the bubble down there in Bradenton. So that's the clash right there. Sue Bird, who's been an elder statesman, who's been in the WNBA for a long time, is coming back for another year in basketball. So we'll have to see how well Peyton does. I'm pretty sure she's going to learn a whole lot. And we're going to be here in K-State land, going to be tracking her progress and see how well she will do in training camp there. And she's with good company, and she's with going to the defending WNBA champions up there in Seattle, Washington, the Seattle Storm. She got added to the training roster here for the Seattle Storm and the NBA. Congratulations to Peyton Williams. Continue to do work, represent for K-State. Again, the Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Radio.com. I believe we're on iHeartRadio as well, Amazon Music as well. We're going to be launching our new episode here later on this week. We're going to be recording tonight with my co-host Alex Dayton. So be out and look out for that. If you have not listened to episode 50 of the podcast, then you better get on that as well. If you missed out on all the latest content on the dailies as well, I've been cranking them out as of lately. So, you know, get on it. Wildcat Nation, tell your fellow K-State alumni or current Wildcats as well as wherever you're living at in the Midwest or wherever you're living overseas, whatnot. Purple Project Podcast going strong. Eddie Greer III, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.